Saturday after the Ascension, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, come from thy bright heavenly throne. Come, take possession of our souls, and make them all thine own. Thou who art called the Paraclete, best gift of God above, the living spring, the living fire, sweet unction and true love. Thou who art sevenfold in thy grace, finger of God's right hand, his promise teaching little ones to speak and understand. O guide our minds with thy blessed light, with love our hearts inflame, and with thy strength which ne'er decays, confirm our mortal frame. Far from us drive our deadly foe, true peace unto us bring, and through all perils lead us safe beneath thy sacred wing. Through thee may we the Father know, through thee the eternal Son, and thee the Spirit of them both, thrice blessed, three in one. The Lord God is high above the heavens, and from the dust he lifts up the lowly. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth. From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from the dung heap he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord God is high above the heavens, and from the dust he lifts up the lowly. Alleluia. You have loosened my bonds, Lord. A sacrifice of praise I will make to you. Alleluia. Psalm 115. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You have loosened my bonds, Lord. A sacrifice of praise I will make to you. Alleluia. The Son of God learned to obey through suffering, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Alleluia. Canticle from Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being formed in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God learned to obey through suffering, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. Alleluia. A reading from 1 Peter. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people at all, and now you are the people of God. Once you were outside the mercy, and now you have been given mercy. Responsory. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. They saw the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. Holy Father, keep those you have given me true to your name, so that they may be one like us. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Holy Father, keep those you have given me true to your name, so that they may be one like us. Alleluia. Intercessions. Blessed be Christ, the Son of God. At the Jordan, the Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove. Let us confirm our prayer to him by saying, Amen, Amen. Lord Jesus, send forth your Holy Spirit to renew the life of the Church and make her radiant with hope. Amen, Amen. May all the nations praise you as their King and Lord. Make Israel the people whom you call your own. Amen. Amen. Make us generous. Make us humble. Let us forget our own needs in the service of others. Amen. Amen. At Pentecost, you reversed the disaster of Babel, which divided and confused the family of men. Through your Holy Spirit, lead all to speak the same language of faith and love. Amen. Amen. May your Holy Spirit dwell within us to give life to our mortal bodies. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, we believe that the Saviour of mankind is enthroned with you in majesty. Listen to our prayer, and according to his promise, let us feel his presence among us to the end of time. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.